I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of protesters marched in Venezuela this week over a decision by President Hugo Chavez to silence opposition media. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says their Venezuelan office is operating normally. Could the gospel message they broadcast make them a target? That's yet to be seen, although there are concerns. Munger urges prayer.
I think we need to pray that God would be glorified through everything that happens there, that God would give wisdom to the church leaders to know how to live and minister in a context that's difficult.
Next, Christians and Muslims are joining hands in a trailblazing effort. At the request of former president of Sudan, Jafar Namiri, Compassion Radio is helping start a university in Khartoum. Norm Nelson says,
the whole idea behind this university is that even though it is being built in a Muslim culture, it will be a secular university, which will be teaching from a perspective of free market economics, human rights, the equality of women.
The university, which is the first of its kind, could open in as little as a year. Pray that the planning continues smoothly. And evangelist Sammy Tippett will be conducting the Praying for Your Family seminar in Toronto, Canada, at the end of the month. This follows the April launch of the seminar in Napanee, Indiana. For Tippett, it was the first time to lead a church through an entire seminar. Sammy Tippett Ministries plans to conduct six more seminars throughout North America in the near future. Following the Canadian seminar, Tippett will be taking time off to recover from cancer surgery. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.